time beginning to run out for Finn Harps if they're to find a winner in this game. It remains scoreless. Harps 0, Bray Wanderers 0. There was to be 5 minutes of injury time added on at the end of this. We played 4.5. Aaron McLaughlin, the substitute. That's a good delivery, but credit to Stephen McGuinness. He was quick off his line. He grabbed it with both hands, and he's cleared his lines already. But Noah Baba is on the ball right on halfway. Plays the ball to the feet of PJ Banda. Can Harps engineer another late chance? Right about 10 seconds of injury time left to be played. Ryan Flood turns back in, but he's robbed by a Bray Wanderers player, although Stephen Doherty is close at hand, and he wins possession back for Harps. So this is perhaps the last opportunity to mount a late attack. Aaron McLaughlin will do well to keep this one in. He does. He plays it across, but again, Stephen McGuinness has both Kevin Porter and BJ Banda closed in. Stephen McGuinness, the Bray Wanderers goalkeeper, came and collected. So surely that's the last piece of action in what's been a hugely entertaining game. We haven't had any goals, but there have been plenty of chances and some very good play from both teams. Certainly Harps produced one of their best home performances of the season. A very much new look team, 7 new faces in the starting 11 tonight, as the full time whistle brings an end to this contest. So it's honours even, a 0-0 draw in the end, and it's the only game of the night that's finished scoreless across both divisions. Derry City winning 2-1 against Sligo Rovers thanks to an injury time winning penalty from Will Patching. So Derry taking full points in that one, and it's been a good night for Derry because Shamrock Rovers were held at Drogheda, and St Pat's conceded very, very late against Cork City to draw 1 apiece. And here in the first division, the leaders Galway United held to a 1-1 draw at Cove, and Waterford could only draw as well at home to Longford Town. That one finished 2 apiece. Here at Finn Park, it's been a good game. The big moments of the second half: Ryan Flood striking the crossbar from long distance 5 minutes into the second half. Dean Massey had a shot brilliantly saved by Tim Oliver Heimer at the other end. Then we had the introduction of BJ Banda, the man who scored that winning goal in the playoffs against Limerick back in 2015. On the hour, he almost scored the opening goal in this game, but denied by a brilliant save by McGuinness. And Harps huffed and puffed and took the game to Bray in the closing stages, but they were unable to find a winning goal, so they have to settle for a point. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Finn Harps 0, Bray Wanderers 0.